touching your face. Everyday actions to help prevent the spread of coronavirus. Visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. WGNS is here for you, on air and online. Together, we'll get through this.
Toots. Good food and fun.
Toots knows these are trying times, so how about something to take your mind off of it, even if just for a little while? They're offering takeout, curbside, and delivery through Blue Raider Foods. Toots knows we're all in this together. Check Toots.com for more.
Toots. Good food and fun.
Toots.
Good food and fun.
Toots.
Good food and fun.
Toots.
Good food and fun.
You're up to date with the latest news, updates at the top of every hour and when it breaks. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News Radio. Let's get back to Brian, John, and Dalton for more of the Wake Up Crew.
Good morning, guys. We'll see overcast skies today. Showers and storms in the area as well. Some of these storms even could be severe, especially during the afternoon. Highs will top out near 67 degrees. Winds variable 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, chance for more showers and storms, especially before midnight. Some of these storms also could be severe. Lows drop to 50. And then Wednesday, partly sunny and highs warm into the middle 60s. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko. Right now, it's 51.
First National Bank of Murfreesboro. I'm Shelly Rigsby, inviting you to step up your service and switch to the bank Murfreesboro calls first. First National Bank of Murfreesboro, 2230 Mercury Boulevard, member FDIC.
Good morning. So far, so good. As far as interstate accidents, delays out here, it's just now starting to pick up on 24 westbound through the Hickory Hollow area as that traffic also increases there out of Coffee County into Rutherford County, getting on to 840, headed over towards Franklin, Williamson County. Hey, buying or selling a home? Then call Nikisha and Tony Tate at Exit Master Realty, the Tate team. That number is 615-554-9795. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
This is Jeff Graham with Tire World. I want to invite you to visit our new off-road department at our Memorial Boulevard location, featuring lift kits, leveling kits, light bars, as well as wheel and tire packages. Just come by and ask for Gator for all your off-road needs. That's Tire World on Memorial Boulevard.
This is the Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Good morning, everybody.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun. It's all right.
Yes, welcome back in. The Wake Up Crew continuing here on a Tuesday morning. Things are a little different for us here this morning as we broadcast three different folks from three different locations. And you know what? You pulled off that first hour miraculously, Mr. Dinkins.
Thanks. I'm just a seasoned veteran, you might say, pro. I'm the Walter Cronkite of the morning show. Hey, I wonder, you've got Russell with you?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. I thought that might be one thing I could get away from, but obviously I can't.
No, he stays with me. He's got a little bed, everything here. So.
Oh, me. Wow.
Yep.
I'm speechless.
He's having a good time. He doesn't have to get out and expose himself, so he's happy about that.
Chipper's running around in the backyard. I see him right now.
Oh, is he? Is he having a good time?
It's early in the morning. Chipper doesn't like getting up that early. Woo! But, he doesn't have to get up as early as he used to, so.
No, that's true.
Like having you around.
Well, I just throw him out the back door, and I don't throw him, but I just throw him out. I don't throw him. I let him go out the back door, and he runs around till I get through. I feed him too.
Well, that's good. I would hope so.
Got food, yeah. Water, everything he needs.
Yeah, I mean it's all good, boys. It's all good. I'm taking care of him.
Yeah,
the little whippersnapper.
Well, one thing that we are going to be doing here, and one thing that you can hear on WGNS. As well throughout the day. We've got some information from Dr. Dan Rudd that we think is very topical, of course, with the coronavirus situation that we are in right now. So it's part of Man on the Street Newsmakers, but we're going to bring this in as some information here on the Wake Up Crew. Going to kind of call it 1 minute with Dr. Rudd on COVID-19. So our first edition of this morning brings us to Dr. Rudd talking about how he has a whole new appreciation for the coronavirus?
Some of my initial impressions were wrong. And I think that as we see the behavior of the virus and learn more about it, the implications for spread of the virus are dramatically higher than what I had thought in the beginning. The virus is a coronavirus, and it's a virus that basically exists in all mammals and birds. But each virus type is different, and each virus has different pathogenesis, transmissibility. There's a lot of variables that have to be learned about this very specific virus. One of the things that we're seeing with this virus is it actually has a higher transmissibility than measles does or influenza. And as we see the impact of that in our society, I think that it's emphasizing the need to stay home, to have the personal space around you, to use all the basic hand washing, avoiding people that have been traveling, staying in groups of 10 or smaller.
Be sure to listen throughout the day for special Man on the Street Newsmaker broadcast with Dr. Dan Rudd, sponsored by First National Bank of Murfreesboro. And we hope this information is helpful. And, you know, when Dr. Rudd, John, says that he has a whole new appreciation for coronavirus, that was kind of the big thing that stuck out to me in that.
Yeah, and you know what I wish that we could do maybe a little bit more while you're secluded and isolated is get your facts, you know, that you need to every day, but don't just sit in front of the TV watching coronavirus shows all day long, because mentally is a thing we need to be concerned about too, and not getting depressed about this, and just do the best you can, and this too shall pass. It's going to be with us. It's going to get probably worse before it gets better. But, you know, I think mentally you need to do some things, maybe take a walk and get some fresh air and kind of get away from it a little bit. I don't mean don't be uninformed, just kind of take caution with that and not get oversaturated with it.
I think you've also got the other end of that spectrum and people who don't see the need for the social distancing and things. And I've actually got a really good example of why that's important. So let's say that, John, you got infected yesterday, but you won't show symptoms for the next 14 days. You think you're healthy, and you go around and you go out to the grocery stores and you go out to in public and you're infecting 10 people a day. Those people think they're okay. They travel out and they infect 100 people total. And that keeps going and going and going. So nobody knows who's okay. So that's why it's important to social distance and stay home during these times. That's why they're encouraging us to do that. That way we can cut down the number of people who are being infected.
Well, I'm certainly depressed now. Boy, wow, geez. Yeah, and you're right, though. The social distancing is important. And, you know, I know you have to go out to get groceries and that kind of thing, but you can take precautions of that too. Stay 6 feet away from people. And, you know, there are a lot of people out there we got to protect that are working and helping us too, even radio people.
Right. And that's why we've taken some of the precautions here, to keep our studio as empty as we can, but also to continue to give you the information that you need. And that's our promise to you here this morning. When we come back, we're going to have Dr. Emily Landon, who is going to kind of further break down the coronavirus here with us this morning. Coming up next on the Wake Up Crew.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Eddie Garcia.
News on the Olympics, where veteran International Olympic Committee member Dick Palin told USA Today that the 2020 Tokyo Olympics will be postponed due to the coronavirus pandemic. However, the IOC itself has yet to make that announcement official. NFL news, the Seattle Seahawks have reportedly traded for corner Quentin Dunbar from the Washington Redskins in exchange for a fifth-round pick. Dunbar had requested a trade after the Redskins refused to renegotiate his contract. Dallas Cowboys five-time Pro Bowl center Travis Frederick unexpectedly announced he's retiring at the age of 29. In 2018, he was diagnosed with an autoimmune disorder that caused him to lose feeling in his hands and feet. He was able to return for the 2019 season and started every game for Dallas. The Patriots released longtime kicker Steven Gutkowski, who had spent 14 seasons in New England. He is the franchise's all-time leading scorer. And the Washington Redskins have traded for quarterback Kyle Allen from the Carolina Panthers. Allen started 12 games last season after starter Cam Newton went down.
Here are the top 10 things you can do if you think you might have coronavirus or COVID-19. 1. Stay home. 2, monitor your symptoms carefully. If they worsen, call your healthcare provider. 3, rest and stay hydrated. 4, if you have a medical appointment, call ahead and let them know you may have COVID-19. 5, if your symptoms are severe, call 911. 6, cover your cough and sneezes. 7, wash your hands often. 8, stay away from others in your home. Use a separate bathroom. 9, avoid sharing personal items. And 10, clean all surfaces that are touched often. For more information on COVID-19, visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. Let's take care of ourselves and each other.
This is a paid legal advertisement.
I'm Attorney John Day. My wife Joy and I love dogs and have one of our own. But we've also helped people who have been injured by dog bites and dog attacks, as well as bicyclists who crashed after a dog attack. You need to know that the dog owner may have insurance to help pay medical bills and other expenses because of a dog attack. If your loved one has been injured by a dog, call me at 615-867-9900.
It's cleanup time. Time to make your home or business look
fresh.
The Habitat Restore has floor tiles and vinyl planks to give you that
fresh
look. Not only do you save 30 to 70% off regular retail pricing, but you also help a local family accomplish the dream of home ownership.
Fresh.
Habitat Restore is located at 850 Mercury Boulevard. We're open 9 to 6, Monday through Saturday. Enjoy the new
fresh.
French's Shoes and Boots is here supporting our community, helping to meet your needs, and that's why they're having a community sale. For a limited time, French's will pay your sales tax on any purchase of boxed footwear. You heard it right. Every pair of boxed footwear bought at French's Everyday Low Price is now tax-free. Together, we can do this, and French's, your hometown store, is here working hard for you.
Shop at French's Shoes and Boots.
1837 South Church near the Dodge dealer.
In retirement, it's all about income. Your money, making money, and you're not spending down your principal. That's the way we do it at Retirement Income Solutions. So if you're spending down your principal, or your money's not making money, keeping you ahead of inflation, check us out today at risolutions.net. That's risolutions.net. And make sure to join us every Saturday afternoon at 1 for our Retirement Income Solutions Radio with Nathan Cox and Lindsay Cotter.
The Wake Up Crew with Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
We're back here on News Radio, WGNS, and some interesting conversation from Dr. Emily Landon. She is the Chief Infectious Disease Epidemiologist at the University of Chicago Medicine, and I really found this fascinating. She talks about the clear and really frank challenges that are ahead in the battle against the coronavirus.
We now find ourselves facing a brand new virus with too little information, not enough personal protective equipment, changing protocols every single day, and no second chances. All of us in the field of infectious diseases and the public health community are united in our efforts and agree with this course of action. I've spoken with many of my colleagues, and we all acknowledge that this is the only way forward. This virus is unforgiving. It spreads before you even know you've caught it. And it tricks you into believing that it's nothing more than a little influenza. For many of us, it may not be much more than the flu. And so it could be very confusing as to why schools are closed, restaurants are shuttered, and now the virus is taking what's left of our precious liberty. But the real problem is not the 80% who will get over this in a week. It's the 20% of patients, the older, those that are immunocompromised, those that have other medical problems, who are going to need a bit more support, some oxygen, or maybe a ventilator, life support. We do amazing things like this to save patients in our American hospitals and across the world every single day, but we can't take care of everyone at once. And we can't keep that low mortality promise if we can't provide the support that our patients need. Our healthcare system doesn't have any slack. There are no empty wards waiting for patients or nurses waiting in the wings. We barely even have enough masks for the nurses that we have. Looking back to the last time we were limited tools and having a dangerous infection spread quickly was the beginning of the 1918 pandemic. Two cities in America made different choices about how to proceed when only a few patients were affected. St. Louis shut itself down and sheltered in place. But Philadelphia went ahead with a huge parade to celebrate those going off to war. A week later, Philadelphia hospitals were overrun and thousands were dead, many more than in St. Louis. This is a cautionary tale for our time. Things are already tough. There's no vaccine or readily available antiviral to help stem the tide. All we have to slow the spread is distance, social distance. And if we let every single patient with this infection infect three more people and then each of them infect two or three more people, there won't be a hospital bed when my mother can't breathe very well or when yours is coughing too much. So in my house, we've made a lot of sacrifices. We don't go out anymore. My son has traded in sports, a science conference, and the fifth grade bake sale for puzzles, e-learning, and some video chats. This isn't the life any of us expected, and certainly there are others who will make much greater sacrifices. And there are many more disappointments to come. But this isn't going to be forever. It will last longer than any of us want it to. But in the end, we will look back and see it as just a piece of what happened in our whole lives. And we have to remember that. How can soccer or book club be so dangerous? Why ask so much of people for just a few hundred cases? Because it's the only way to save those lives. And now is the time. Because the numbers you see today in the news are the people that got sick a week ago. And there are still people that got sick today who haven't even noticed that they've been sick yet. They picked up the virus, and it will take a week to see that show in our numbers. Waiting for hospitals to be overwhelmed will leave the following week's patients with nowhere to go. Without taking drastic measures, the healthy and optimistic among us will doom the vulnerable. We have to fight this fire before it grows too high. These extreme restrictions may seem, in the end, a little anticlimactic. Because it's really hard to feel like you're saving the world when you're watching Netflix from your couch. But if we do this right, nothing happens. A successful shelter in place means that you're going to feel like it was all for nothing. And you'd be right. Because nothing means that nothing happened to your family. And that's what we're going for here. It will take more than a week to start seeing the rate of increase slow down. And that's a complicated thing to say. It'll take even longer to see the rate come down and see it slowing and infections going down. So please don't give up. Now it's your turn to do your part. A huge sacrifice to make, but a sacrifice that can make thousands of differences, maybe even a difference in your family too.
Dr. Emily Landon, Chief Infectious Disease Epidemiologist at the University of Chicago Medicine. You're listening to The Wake Up Crew.
There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases like coronavirus. Wash your hands, avoid close contact with people who are sick, avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Stay home when you're sick. Cover your cough or sneeze. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects. For more information, you can visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. WGNS is here for you on air and online. Together, we'll get through this.
Hi, this is Stan with Parks Auction Company, and by now you've probably heard our commercials and know that we are committed to helping you increase your investments. Call 896-4600 to set an appointment with me or one of my team members. That's 896-4600. Parks Auction Company. We handle everything.
Your 401k is likely one of your most important assets, but it's only one part of a comprehensive retirement strategy. Edward Jones can help you understand how your retirement assets fit into your entire retirement picture, so that you can work toward meeting your unique retirement goals. Contact me, Lee Colvin, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor, in the Public Shopping Center on South Rutherford Boulevard, or give us a call at 615-907-7056. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
I had 5 drunk driving charges in the last 6 years of my drinking, and I drank for over 55 years. My probation officer threatened me with a year in jail. So the next day I went to my first AA meeting. I had tried many times in my life to quit drinking, but always went back to even heavier drinking. For me, the AA program has been the easier, softer way to stop drinking. Alcoholics Anonymous. It works. Look us up. Check your phone book, newspaper, or AA.org.
A lot of you have taken advantage of our offer to spend a couple of weeks at the Villages of Murfreesboro. Sort of like a vacation to see if you might enjoy luxurious senior living that's affordable. I'm Sue Hall, and thank you to all of you who have given the Villages a try. I feel there's a holdout listening right now. You know you want to try it. Call the Villages of Murfreesboro, 615-848-3030, right now and take a two-week vacation here. The Villages of Murfreesboro, just what you need.
This is Sean Brown at Tire World on Broad Street. Did you know we specialize in commercial and fleet business? We're equipped to handle all of your company's automotive needs. Download our Tire World app today for free oil changes and electronic coupons. Come by today for all of your automotive needs. Online at tireworld.us.
The Wake Up Crew with Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Back here on News Radio WGNS, it is 7:30. Thanks for listening in to The Wake Up Crew.
It's time now to call or text us with your birthday or anniversary announcements at 615-893-1450. We'll announce all the names later on in the show, and one person will be chosen to win a trip to Simply Pure Sweets Bakery and Cafe at 128 North Church Street on the east side of the square for some free sweet treats.
Shane in the automotive department at the Rutherford County Walmart is today's good neighbor of the day. He was able to help a person recently who was nominated just to get him back on the road. So he's going to receive some flowers from Jenny Harrison and the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts.
Local news, traffic, and weather coming up here for you. It's brought to you locally by French's Shoes and Boots, where for a limited time, they're going to pay your sales tax on any purchase of boxed footwear. That's at French's Shoes and Boots, your hometown store, still here and still working for you.
Good morning, guys. We'll see overcast skies today. Showers and storms in the area as well. Some of these storms even could be severe, especially during the afternoon. Highs will top out near 67 degrees. Winds variable 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, chance for more showers and storms, especially before midnight. Some of these storms also could be severe. Lows drop to 50. And then Wednesday, partly sunny and highs warm into the middle 60s. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko. Right now it's 51.
Good morning. We've been in pretty good shape so far as interstate accidents and big time delays out here. You're on time on 24 right now as you head up through the Hickory Hollow area towards the Nashville area. Just watch your speed. We've seen some radar out here this morning. Buying or selling a home, then call Nikisha and Tony Tate at Exit Master Realty. The Tate team. That number is 615-554-9795. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time.
From the WGNSRadio.com News Center, a local news update with Ron Jordan.
There are 635 confirmed cases of coronavirus in Tennessee. The health department reported 615 cases yesterday, but 20 more cases were reported by Davidson County health officials. Davidson County leads the state with more than 160 cases, Williamson County third with 50 cases, Sumner County is fourth with more than 30, Rutherford County has 9 infections. City of Murfreesboro is under a local state of emergency, which requires all alcohol and food service businesses to close for on-site consumption and gym, exercise, and fitness facilities to close. Mayor Shane McFarland, during a briefing from the council chambers carried live on News Radio WGNS, said he's been asked by many about a safer-at-home directive similar to Nashville. He said Murfreesboro's charter is set up a little different than the Metro charter.
We're not sure that we have the legal authority to be able to do that. What I would tell you, and if you don't have to get out, don't get out. Stay at home. If you don't have to work in the city of Murfreesboro, stay at home. Follow the CDC guidelines that are in place. Be smart. The quicker that we get where we can flatten the curve, the quicker we can all get back to our normal lives.
McFarland says he feels safe knowing we have expert medical and emergency personnel locally to handle the crisis. Rutherford County Clerk's Office has announced that those who have expired tags will have an extension to purchase the wheel tax sticker and to update their vehicle registration. Under the governor's executive order number 15, those with tags expiring between March 12th and May 18th won't have to renew their tags until June 15th. Similar extension being provided to those with expiring driver's licenses and ID-only ID cards. Those expiring between March 12th and May 18th have 6 months from the expiration date to renew them. I'm Ron Jordan, News Radio WGNS.
On air, online at WGNSradio.com. On the go with our mobile apps. News Radio WGNS, Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
Hathaway's Demo Construction and Environmental Services. Anything outside you need done, they do it. Need custodial work for your home or business? They do that too. Call 615-541-3996. 615-541-3996.
Perhaps you're redecorating and making your home or business look fresh. Don't throw away the old cabinets, doors, windows, and furniture. Donate your gently used items to Habitat for Humanity.
Call the Habitat Restore, 615-849-5994. Visit the Habitat Restore once and become a regular customer. We're located at 850 Mercury Boulevard, open 9 to 6, Monday through Saturday. Enjoy the new fresh.
Technology for your home's heating and air system, the Daikin Fit from Precision Air. It's quiet, takes up less space, and uses less power. Chances are, even if you had a unit installed in the last few years, you can still save money by switching to the Daikin Fit. Precision Air. Online at precisionairtn.com.
Our people, that's the difference. Maples Realty and Auction.
I'm Betsy Maples Taylor with Maples Realty and Auction Company in Murfreesboro. Here's a look at our upcoming auction.
Bid live or online on this upcoming auction, a charming three-bedroom, two-bath brick home in a quiet neighborhood with a one-car garage, new paint, and carpet. The live auction will be held April 4th at 10 a.m. More information or to bid online, head to MaplesRealtyandAuction.com.
Maples Realty and Auction.
This morning, we're talking with Constance Bain Johnson, and you are part of the financial aid department at Georgia Career Institute in Murfreesboro. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm good. So somebody comes to you and they say, you know, I really want to go back to school. I want to be here, but I don't have the money to pay for it. What happens next?
So basically, we do the federal aid, practice in the federal aid program just like every other institution. We have them do their federal aid application, which is the FAFSA, online. It's recognized, obviously, a nationwide application. So they would do that for us, and then it would tell us what they are eligible for as far as aid from the federal aid program.
And if you're getting out of the military, I know since, what was it, since 9/11, the military fund went up to, I think, $80,000 for those who are going into the military then getting out to pay for school. So can that military money be used for this school?
Yes, definitely. We do accept the GI Bill, and we accept other veterans' education benefits for them as well as their dependents.
Is it hard to get financial aid in order to get into school here?
No, it's actually they just fill out the application as long as they qualify and are eligible for the aid to receive it, just like at any other institution. As long as they clear through that program, they are good to go.
Again, we're talking with Constance, who is with the financial aid department at Georgia Career. I'm guessing that you know about other avenues as well in order to help pay for school, so mm-hmm. I'm sure you can help answer a lot of questions for a lot of potential students.
Mm-hmm. Yes, there are third-party scholarships that they can apply for as well, and grants outside of the federal aid program, and those they would apply for on their own, just like if they graduated from high school and they're applying for scholarships or anything like that. As long as the scholarship is eligible to be applied from the third party, they are able to use it at Georgia Career Institute.
So when somebody comes to you, do they often come to you and say, hey, you know, this is my dream, this is what I want to do, I've always wanted it, can you help make it happen?
Right, yes. So basically, there are scholarships that specifically apply to our industry. We do give them a list of those scholarships to apply for. There are a few things they need to do, like research projects or papers or anything like that to apply. And then if they are eligible for the scholarship, it can be applied to their aid.
Do you see more, I guess, leaning towards one direction? You know, like, is it, you know, hairdress? Is it massage therapy? What is there one that really stands out more so where more people are coming to you asking questions about it?
No, it's actually pretty equal across the board as far as people who are interested. It depends on what the passion of the person is and what their interest is. As far as the questions that I get from them, it's more so not specific to the program, just specific to the fact if they can receive aid for it, and then also how much an aid they can get.
How long of a process is it? I mean, once you come in, fill out the paperwork and say, hey, I'm ready, I can start whenever, how long does it usually take to get everything approved before they can actually start school?
Oh, wow. It can be as quick as a couple of days. It just depends on when we receive the FAFSA application back. So as soon as they do the FAFSA application, it takes between 2 to 3 days for us to receive that application back so that we can review it to confirm what they're eligible for. As long as that FAFSA has no other red flags or anything like that that we need to clear beforehand, they can get ready to start for the next start date.
Does their credit need to be a certain rating, a certain number, or does that matter?
No, it's not based off of credit. It's based off of income. There's only one, which is the Parent Plus loan, which is based off of credit, and that is basically the parent taking, saying, I am going to take out a loan from my dependent to be able to go to school with this aid. But other than that, all of the rest of the aid is just income based.
How many different ages come to you looking to, you know, either change careers or start a new career?
Oh, wow. We get, you know, students just graduating from high school or getting ready to graduate from high school, all the way to people who have been in the career field for several years and decided they wanted to change. So we get all walks of life and all people from different age ranges.
Do people come back just like they do to the teachers? Do they come back to you and say, you know, you're the one that helped get me started?
I haven't seen that so much since I'm the money person. but they are thankful for the help that I give them in the beginning as far as them being eligible to go to school and being able to pay for it. They are grateful for that.
Is there information online at gci.edu that will help kind of guide them through the financial process, or do they need to talk to you first?
It's good always to talk to me because I can always give them more information and more specific to their specific situation, because it is kind of sometimes a case-by-case basis, depending on the person. But for most of it, there is information on gci.edu that can help them get started as far as that FAFSA application and everything to see what they're eligible for and when they're applying for the FAFSA, what they're looking to apply for.
More information is available, again, at gci.edu. And this morning we've been talking with Constance Bain Johnson at Georgia Career. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
I have been blessed with having Dr. McCabe as my eye doctor. He has got my vision back to 2020.
Dr. Craig McCabe, the eye doctor you hear on the radio.
We had to do a couple surgeries, but he told me right up front it was going to be a journey. I appreciate this man. I support him. He has done an awesome job for me.
McCabe Vision Center on Heritage Park Drive, just off Memorial, behind SunTrust Bank.
The Garden Patch Thrift Shop on Spring Street, across from the tall NHC building, is an upscale boutique thrift shop. Proceeds from sales benefit Greenhouse Ministries, a faith-based nonprofit serving the underserved here in Murfreesboro. The Garden Patch offers competitive prices on name-brand clothing, furniture, large appliances, household items, toys, and more. Shopping at the Garden Patch helps Greenhouse Ministries inspire, give hope, and change lives. The Garden Patch Thrift Shop on Spring Street in downtown Murfreesboro.
French's Shoes and Boots is here supporting our community and meeting your needs, and that's why they're having a community sale. French's bargain racks are overflowing with amazing deals on brand name boots, shoes, and sandals. And now, take an additional $10 off any pair of boots, $5 off any pair of shoes from their already discounted bargain racks. And boxed footwear is sales tax free.
Shop at French's. French's Shoes and Boots.
1837 South Church, near the Dodge dealer.
Guys, Low T Center is open for normal business hours, and their goal is to help you be the best and healthiest version of you. And most health insurance is accepted. If you're concerned about social distancing, whether you are a current or even a new patient, Low T Center can help with at-home treatment options that are available. And just a reminder, if you're feeling bad, have a fever, please stay home. To learn more about getting a quick health assessment and at-home treatment options, call 615-603-3542 or go to lowtcenter.com. Low T Center, reinventing men's health care.
The Wake Up Crew with Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Wrapping up the Wake Up Crew here for a Tuesday. It's been kind of a different show this morning, but did our best to get things on the air for you today, even though we're broadcasting from three different locations. But it's been a cool experience anyway. And I tell you what, cool experience if you head to Junior's Foodland. You know, I know it's a time where grocery stores are very, very busy, but Junior's Foodland still offering their community service here, still offering unsurpassed customer service, and they're going to do the best for you. Hassle-free shopping at Junior's Foodland, and of course, it is a great time to get on over, get the best meats in the borough, get all your grocery items, get everything picked up there that you need from Junior's Foodland, and at an affordable price, that's for sure. So we hope you will shop local whenever you can. And Junior's Foodland is obviously one of those great local options for you here in terms of grocery. Actually, your only locally owned independent grocer. Junior's Foodland, 323 East Main, just off of the Murfreesboro Square. And would you do us a favor when you stop in? Tell them that the Wake Up Crew sent you.
I'm so glad we had this time together.
Well, we have learned a lot today on this show, at least I think. John, did
we certainly have.
Learn anything?
Yeah, I love the Dr. Rudd spots. He is very calming, and I think that's what the country needs, and that's what our community needs right now. and kind of just but stays with the facts, and that's all he does. So yeah. I like those spots.
Dalton, you?
I learned that nothing can derail this show. Nothing will ever take us off the air. We will survive it all.
That's good news for many of the people around.
Even if we have to do it from our homes, we're still on the air.
There was hope that we wouldn't be on the air, but no, we made it. We're still here.
Can't get away from it all.
No, you're right.
But in a time like this, you know, people go to what they trust. I know that their lives are kind of turned upside down and working from home and things of that nature. Nothing is routine, and hopefully this gives you a break from that. You get information, but also we have a little fun doing it too. We need to continue to keep that in mind. So we'll have that all for you. Are you going to be okay in the morning, John? Will you be able to get up and walk across the room to get on the air?
I'll do my best, Brian. It's kind of tough right now, but I'll do my best.
You may never leave.
I may do this forever. I might do it. It's pretty neat.
If you could figure out a way to do this, do ball games this way, we'd be set, wouldn't we?
Oh, man, wouldn't that be great? If you give me a TV screen, I could do it. I'd be great at it, I think.
Oh, goodness. Well, that is going to do it here for the show this morning. We hope you enjoyed it. Hope you had a good time with us. And we'll, of course, be back bright and early tomorrow morning, beginning here on News Radio WGNS just after 6 o'clock. For John Dinkins, for Dalton Barrett, as George Norrie says, somewhere out there. We'll be back tomorrow morning here on News Radio WGNS for the Wake Up Crew. Have a good day, everybody.
That's all, folks.
Good morning, guys. We'll see overcast skies today, showers and storms.